So I'm reading this from people.com. Haven't done one of these in a while. Rep. Anna Paulina Luna, who chairs a House task force seeking to declassify information about aliens, told Joe Rogan that she once saw a strange airspace incursion while she was serving in the military. The far-right Republican, age 36, recalled a strange phenomena that occurred during her time in the Oregon Air National Guard on a recent episode of the Joe Rogan podcast. Luna was working as an airfield manager at the Portland Air National Guard base when an unauthorized object entered the airspace. Luna tried to ask the pilots what they saw, but they refused to speak on it. Quoting her, they're like, we can't really talk about it. And no one wanted to address it. She said, adding that one pilot stated they could not really identify whatever they had seen in the sky. Joe Rogan, age 58, suggested that the incident could have been a foreign military's plane or something classified, but Luna recalled how one of the pilots seemed shaken by the experience. Thus, she concluded the incursion was an unidentified flying object. On the podcast, she noted that those who reported or have reported seeing unidentified flying objects often face stigma, especially military members, where a UFO report would threaten their security clearance and credibility. Luna also alleged that lawmakers have been shown evidence of, quote, interdimensional beings. Without getting into classified conversation, there have been incidences where I believe very credible people have reported that there have been movements outside of time and space, Luna said. Based on the photos I have seen, I am very confident there are things out there that have not been created by mankind. Luna has been known to peddle conspiracy theories during her rise to prominence, including about the deaths of JFK and child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. She has been a staunch supporter of Robert F. Kennedy's controversial Make America Healthy Again campaign agenda, as well as Trump's mass deportation and detention programs. Now, I've made a living talking about space, and I've had some of my funniest segments since doing this show for 10 years, making fun of people that think that the Earth is flat and talking about what's going on in Antarctica and why people that are flat earthers, which is fine if you believe that, but then think that the shelf wall of Antarctica happens to be 120 feet. Why? So only 120 feet are separating you if you get to Antarctica from falling off into the abyss of space. I've had jokes on Kyrie Irving. I've had a lot of jokes about it. Over the years, I've learned more. I don't know what's going on out there. I believe that the Earth is a sphere. I have many of the same fundamental beliefs that I've been taught. But over the course of time, you see some things that don't make sense. I never believed that mankind has walked on the moon. I wouldn't call myself a conspiracy theorist, but I don't believe man stepped on the moon. Or at the very least, I don't think they stepped on the moon when Neil Armstrong was there. I think that was at a studio in Burbank, California. Like a Chatsworth. They're probably doing pornography in that very studio. Now, you know, I think that was a Stanley Kubrick special. So I don't know what's going on. I personally think that the, quote, interdimensional beings are likely to be fallen angels, because I'm a biblical guy. I'm a person that believes in the holy word of God. And it talks about Genesis. There was war in heaven, and a third of the angels were kicked out of the heavens, and they are on earth somewhere. I don't want to see them. I don't want to encounter them. But I think that most of this stuff is fallen angels. That's my opinion. It's just my opinion. These are opinions, not facts. We don't really know what's going on. I think that space is exaggerated. I don't know if the actual measurement from here to the sun and here to Mars and here to Neptune, I don't know if that's accurate either. Some of the pictures that NASA concocts don't really make a lot of sense. But I'm just a guy with a microphone on the radio. It's very interesting when you have people who are up in the federal government and individuals that are decision makers, policy makers, leaders, talking about aliens, talking about extraterrestrial beings. And I just think that that's very interesting that we're having this public discussion, and we're publicly talking about declassifying documents. I think back in the day, You watch Unsolved Mysteries? They did a series on the Roswell, New Mexico alien spacecraft crash, and that the bodies of the aliens were transported to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, where I used to live in Dayton, Ohio. And there was always this speculation, and it just seems, it's very interesting either way you look at it. These things tend to always happen around military sites. You know, you never see E.T. He never pulls up at like Junior's Cheesecake in Brooklyn. He's always out somewhere in Nevada, New Mexico, Idaho, Montana. It's always somewhere like that. So I don't know what's going on. And you listening to the show probably don't really know what's going on either. This I do know, and why I don't spend a lot of time worrying about what's going on in space. If in fact I'm wrong. So if they're not fallen angels that are bound to the earth based on what I've read in the Bible, my own personal beliefs, if you're talking about actual beings from other planets that are coming here on some type of mothership like George Clinton, you know, Funkadelic, if they've gotten here from millions of light years away, they're going to have better technology, right? They're going to be superior than we are. I'm not trying to make fun of the space program, but you've seen the Challenger didn't work out. Discovery didn't work out. Like our failure rate getting into space is like 38% failure rate. So if somebody can get their whole colony and their whole planet and their whole civilization to Earth, they're going to win. It's like Independence Day. So they probably have some type of force field or higher technology or the ability to obliterate us. So I just don't spend a lot of time worrying about what's going on. I don't want to wake up at night and have E.T. sitting on the bed asking me how my day was. And you have the nightmare where somebody snatches you. It's back to Unsolved Mysteries. You're driving. I think Unsolved Mysteries is funny. I'm going off on a tangent here. But I think Unsolved Mysteries is funny because they have the episode. The person is driving, and once again, it's in Arizona, this one. It's always a rural area. They're like outside of Phoenix. They're in the desert. The alien spacecraft, they can see it in the sky. It seems to be following their car, but this thing is way up in the sky. They're driving. For some inexplicable reason, the lady gets out of her car and stops the car and has a supposed encounter. Like, if it was me, and I saw aliens chasing me, I'm hitting the gas. Like, you're gonna have to suck me in. Like, I'm not gonna come to you. I'm not curious. I'm not trying to find out what's going on. If I see something that looks suspicious, I'm going the other way. Like, if I were to head outside of Paragon 7 Studios right now, they're broadcasting the show. Show is over. And I walk into my car and I see an alien spacecraft, or what appears to be an alien spacecraft, hovering over the building, I'm just gonna politely go back into the building. I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna cut some commercials. I'm gonna sit here and do a little bit of reading. I'm not gonna go to my car and encounter what's going on. So I don't really know what's out there. I don't think that somebody would come to Earth. Earth is sin filled. You got war. You got what's going on in Gaza, Ukraine, the Congo, Somalia, Eritrea. If I was a extraterrestrial being, I would be disgusted by Earth. I really think that Earth is like I've said this before, Earth is like the Memphis or the Staten Island of the universe. I'm not sure that interdimensional beings that can go anywhere they want, if there are planets out there in the universe that have resources, I don't know if they want to come here and get COVID-19. I'm not sure about that. Paragon 7 Studios.
I ain't snitching on nobody from Harlem, man. I give you a couple cats down in D.C. doing their thing, out of town doing their thing, but I'm not snitching on nobody in Harlem, because when I come home, I'm still going to be the king.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly
and
New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're
Manhattan,
definitely from New York if you
shouted
out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.